The National Media Commission, NMC, has vowed to deal with media houses that break the code of ethics of journalism and the code of conduct adopted by the various media organizations. Its chairman, Kabra Obliamihe, speaking at the National Peace Summit in Accra, said the NMC, NTA, and the security agencies will ensure that the media do not threaten the peace of the nation.
Conscious of our mandate and our own responsibility, as a commission, to ensure that Ghana is still the peaceful, united, stable nation the morning after the verdict of the Supreme Court and many months afterwards, the National Media Commission, in collaboration with the National Communication Authority, shall not abdicate our responsibility to the people of Ghana and will, if it becomes necessary, take every and any appropriate measure, deal firmly with any media house that breaks the code of ethics of journalism, the code of conduct adopted freely by members of the Ghana Independent Broadcast Association and the GJA and PRIMPAC. There is always a day, even a friendly dog, go beyond mere barking and bite. And whilst we want to trust the good judgment of the patriotic media of Ghana not to give us an occasion to do so, let the word go forth from the press center that for the supreme interest of Ghana, the NMC, in collaboration with the NCA and relevant authorities, do the proper thing if and when it becomes necessary. There is always a heavy price for irresponsible and reckless journalism, as some journalists from Rwanda, Cote d'Ivoire, and Kenya have discovered with their indictment for the International Court of Justice, The Hague. And as I speak, the NMC has a working agreement with the National Communication Authority and the Police Service, which seeks to do several things: protect the freedom and safety of the media, but also seeks to ensure that the media does not threaten our existence. Mr. Chairman, the media of Ghana has indeed played a very positive role from the days of our struggles for independence, colonial rule to date, and should not fail the nation at this hour, when the nation has reached an important crossroad where one fatal slip can plunge us into the abyss, into a vicious cycle of violence that can destroy the very foundations of our beloved Ghana.
Mr. Amihe, however, cautioned the state institutions not to capitalize on the verdict to do anything that will threaten the nation's credence of freedom of speech and rule of law.
Our security agencies will be on test as to how they conduct themselves after a verdict that is bound to generate tension among the party that loses. They will be ultimately judged by the fairness and firmness they display, which will assure Ghanaians of their independence, loyalty, nobody, rule, law. The Free Press of Ghana, which has been covering the case and will be the medium through which the political parties and the general public will seek to express their reaction to the verdict, has even a greater responsibility to ensure that their coverage, commentaries, and media platforms do not deepen the tension and resultant anger of some parties who may naturally be aggrieved and bruised by the verdict of the Supreme Court. All decisions and actions before and after the verdict must be guided by the supreme document of Ghana's democracy, that is the constitution and other laws of the land. And here I wish to stress that even at this moment, this critical moment in our history, even as we seek to keep the peace, nothing untoward will be done by any of our state institutions that could threaten the nation's credo of freedom and justice and rule of law. The national interest that must be protected and preserved demands that we operate within the parameters of the Constitution and the rule of law.
That was the chairman of the National Media Commission, Kabra Obliamihe.